You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day, and I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager and strategist at PSG Old Oak, that is Skulk Low. Good evening, Skulk. Lovely to speak to you again. I wish the Rand had at least closed at 17.99 so that this conversation wouldn't start above 18 Rand. How are you?
Oh, Jimmy. Rome wasn't built in a day.
It certainly wasn't.
You and I, the last time we chatted, Rand was flirting with the 19 Rand levels. Here we're sitting and we're contemplating, are we going to see it below the 18 Rand levels again, or are we going to see it higher? The bottom line is, you know, the Rand currently still at these, let's call it 18 Rand levels, is extremely undervalued. If you look at it on a purchasing power parity, you know, basis, and you know, I just use it since 1994, and I used a premium that traded since then against this purchasing power parity, I mean, a fair value in the Rand, you know, is most probably, you know, closer to 14 Rand. Now, I think, you know, going to 14 Rand might be stretching a little bit, but I mean, I think, you know, 16.50, 17 Rand levels is highly likely, but would love to hear what Hendrik says later.
How do we get to that level, Skulk? I mean, we've clearly seen that having electricity in the country is good for business. We've seen business confidence increase. We've seen some numbers start to come in that suggest that having electricity uninterrupted is actually a good thing for the economy, something we've all already kind of known. But how do we then get the momentum that we need to push to 1750? Is it going to come down to the cabinet announcements? I mean, we've seen a lot of reaction initially from what's been happening, but I've also had conversations with, I remember speaking to David Shapiro yesterday and saying that there's a part of the JSE and the equity markets that are offshore-based companies in terms of the exposure. So that wouldn't necessarily be driven by local movements, but more around what's happening from an outsider perspective. How do we move the Rand, or what needs to happen for the Rand to get to 16.50 or even 14 Rand?
It's small things, Jimmy. I don't want to make our problems sound small, but because it's not, I think we've got such a vibrant economy, and when I say that, you know, to get any legislation through, you know, in the US, Europe, I mean, you know, what was it, the Netherlands, they had a change of government, I think 6 or 8 months ago. They still haven't implemented any of the new changes in legislation because they can't. It's like turning the Titanic. South Africa is a speedboat. We can change the course very, very quickly. But what do we have? I mean, I've got a figure, 82. You know, 82. This is the 80, you know, 82 days since we've last seen load shedding. I mean, I went and just went through a few retailers' financial statements, most recent ones, and the one golden thread among all of them, you know, Pick and Pay, Spar, ShopRite, Woolies, I mean, all of them, one golden thread, all of them refer to load shedding, you know, how much load shedding actually cost, you know, them as a company, a ShopRite, you know, 500 million Rand. That's what it cost them to keep the generators running. And here we're sitting, you know, day 82, no load shedding, and that's going straight to the bottom line in terms of earnings, you know, for some of these companies, straight to the bottom line in terms of extra taxes, you know, naturally with the country will be earning. I think it's just getting small things, you know, in place. But I mean, we've had this before. I don't want to sound cynical. We've had this before. Yesterday, we had President Ramaphosa been sworn in for the second time. The previous time he'd been sworn in, it was 15 February 2018. You know, funny enough, that day, which was actually the day following President Zuma's resignation, you know, on that, you know, that, let's call it 15th of February, day after Valentine's Day, the market jumped 3.7%. You see the golden thread. I mean, we 2 days ago, we had this, again, this extreme happiness about the government of the national unity, and the market jumped 3.5%. This time around, I do feel a little bit different. I think we're in for a solid time for South Africa, both for the Rand and for our companies.
Solid time ahead. Where do we find that opportunity, how does that opportunity translate if we look at some of our local counters? I saw banking stocks rally. We saw 2 days ago banking stocks were up almost 7%, unprecedented, but today they finished in the red. Obviously, there is going to be some pullback at some point in the markets. Where do we draw the line between what a pullback is and whether or not this euphoria kind of ends and we move back to just a bit of a neutral state?
I think you're asking a very important question here, because I think that's the question that I've been faced with, I think, the most for the past 2 days. You know, is this sort of a happy rally and we'll see it, you know, come to an end very soon, or is this something that's actually just at the beginning of something? Now, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. My crystal ball is the murkiest, you know, of murky, you know, on the best of days. So I've only got facts, and we've got facts. Like, for instance, today, you know, Standard Bank came out with a voluntary announcement. They had a few tidbits in that voluntary announcement, but things that stood out for me, you know, they said that things are progressing, you know, slightly. No massive movements in terms of growth. We won't. We're sitting with higher interest rates. I know banks like it somewhat, but high interest rates, the consumer is a little bit under pressure. But they mentioned in their trading statement, they actually mentioned that they're still on track. I mean, when they look at their return on equity target, it's going to be between 17 and 20%. Now, why is that significant, Jimmy? And this is just bringing back to your question you just asked me. You know, when you look at the average return on equity for Standard Bank over the past 15 years. Now, originally it came from very high levels and it tapered down, you know, prior to COVID and also in COVID. But the average return on equity for Standard Bank over this 15-year period was 14.9%. Let's round it up, 15%. And over the same, you know, 15-year period, the average price to book, which you should be actually valuing in something like a bank, was trading at an average of 1.5 times. Now, even with this recent movement that we've just seen, you know, our banks, the Standard Bank is still trading at a 1.3, 1.4 times, you know, price to book. So it's still trading at really, really undervalued, you know, levels. But you know, when we look at the return on equity is trading 1% to 2% higher than its 15-year average. So what's going to change that? Well, it's going to be investors' confidence. We've had, you know, foreign net sellers, you know, last month alone, I think it was something in the order of $30 billion. And suddenly the likes of JP Morgan turn around and say, well, you know what? We don't see South Africa as a underweight position anymore. They didn't upgrade from an underweight to an at-weight. They went all the way straight to overweight. And why is that significant? Well, there's one way to find out who's swimming without costumes. It's just you wait for the tide to pull back. Well, the tide now has pulled back. Some of these banks are now upgrading us to overweight. And, you know, there's a few fund managers out there, some South African included, that's sitting a bit short on South Africa. I think there's still, you know, a better days to come for South Africa, but we need to get the basics right.
We absolutely need to get these basics right, and now is the most critical time to do that. Skulk, what one, maybe even two stocks are you watching? You might not be in them at the moment, but you're thinking these could actually surprise investors in the next 6 months.
Well, I think we've already touched on one sector. I still think the banking sector is extremely undervalued. You know, the likes of, I think with the exclusion of Capitec. Now, I know Capitec has got a beautiful story, but I mean, I do think that the valuation levels are now getting to an environment where I'm a little bit worried. But, you know, your likes of your First Rand, Standard Bank, even APSA, I mean, it's really, really looking good. Nedbank is looking really, really cheap. I mean, we just spoke about Standard Bank. Standard Bank trading at a forward dividend yield of over 7%. I mean, you're pretty much going to get more out of the dividends if the analysts are correct than what you're going to earn by putting your money into the bank. So, yeah, banks are looking good. And I do think, you know, we've had a bit of a run in some of our retailers. So in that space, you need to be a bit, you need to be go look a bit deeper. I still think that something like a Mr. Price in an environment where, you know, both there's suddenly some confidence in South Africa, firstly, secondly, a declining interest rate environment, that could be a company that you know, to watch. So I like the SA Inks. I like the SA Inks, you know, your rim grows.
We like SA Inc. and we're going to continue to believe in SA Inc. Those that don't would have to wait for the tide to help them out again. We'll leave it at that. Skulk, thanks as always for the insights. Skulk Lowe, PSG Wealth Portfolio Manager and Strategist, joining me to reflect on the market movements, what we make of everything that's been happening, and whether or not this is the start of more to come.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.